Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
But on The Bachelorette last night, here's what we got rolling here. Jen, she's up there and she's being jockeyed by all these different guys when one confesses.
I've been saving myself for marriage. I think the level of intimacy needs to match with the level of commitment. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to share that deep personal intimacy until I've got someone that's willing to commit to it.
Yeah, you can't save a lot of men to get it. I respect that, but it's not about whether he's had sex or not. That's fine. It just reflects on his belief system, and that might be a little bit too stringent for me.
Now, it should be noted that dude got axed from the show last night.
Yeah, he did. He did not.
Should be noted that dude is gone.
He is gone now. Because I think a guy's attitude towards virgins and a woman's attitude towards virgins may be totally different here. Like, I think the fantasy for guys is, at least stereotypically, is every guy wants a virgin. Whereas with women, I'm wondering if you guys are out and you're dating and a guy tells you that he's a virgin, does that go in the plus column or does that go in the negative column? Is that a catch or is that a guy that you let go?
Well, I think, you know, we're so used to the idea that guys start young and they're, you know, wild and they're just guys or being guys. So they're out and about and planting their seeds and all this stuff. And so if you hear of an adult virgin male, I think the first thing that automatically maybe pops in your head is what's wrong with them.
Really? Really?
That's the thought. Well, I mean, that's my perception.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, my thought is it depends on whether you are a virgin yourself. Because I think if the girl has saved herself for marriage and the guy has saved himself for marriage, then I think together it would be a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they both have the same belief system and that sort of thing. And I think that somebody who was a virgin would probably really like that if her guy was a virgin as well. But I think that if you have had sex before, but you're going to be deflowering the man, you kind of feel like...
Don't say it like that. Mm. But like thanks, though.
I don't know. Like, I think it would be such a self-conscious thing.
Another question here is, do women want a guy with experience, a guy that knows what he's doing and a guy to take control?
I don't think it's that. I think it's more about how we would feel about our own sexual experience, like feeling guilty about our own. Like, well, he hasn't done it. I feel guilty that I've, you know, thrown it here and there.
And there. And there.
Thrown it here and there.
And there and there and there and there.
And here and here and there and there and here.
404-741-1005.
My goodness.
Hey, Emily.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on this? Is it a good thing if you're dating a virgin? I mean, are you turned off by that if a guy tells you that?
Well, I actually did. And he was 25. So it was something that definitely threw me for a loop. And at first I was kind of... That went in the negative column, but I thought I'd be open-minded. And, yeah, it didn't really work out.
Really?
Yeah, so it was just like a lack of passion on that side. And then also with the thing, I guess what Jen was saying, I definitely have had experience, and I definitely felt a little, I guess, almost like dirty because mm-hmm. he hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that guilt factor working
yeah.
also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so.
I think we have that guilt factor working anyway, but then a guy... to throw it right in your face and be like,
so to speak.
Well, I never have. And you're like, ooh, well, I kind of have.
A lot. Does a woman really want a guy that's a virgin? Hey, Lauren.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell us.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a two-way street, but if he is a virgin, you can at least, you know, train him the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Train that man. You would like a virgin.
I'm not necessarily saying that I would like it or not, but at least that way, if he was, you could say.
She's just looking for the silver lining.
Right. She's lukewarm to it. Lukewarm.
But you never know. I mean, it could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. So.
Are you married?
No, I am not.
Okay, because I was going to say that because if she's out of the game completely, then that's why she has the ideal. Oh, it'd be wonderful, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it would be wonderful. I'm just saying that, you know, you got to look at the positives. I mean, that way if you can, you know, you get your man and say, okay, well, he doesn't really know much, then you can, well.
Well, I'm hearing here, so you got to make lemonade out of lemons.
All right. it won't last. Yeah, making the lemonade is not going to last as long as it might last in another situation, but.
Hey, Majesty, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Yes, I wanted to comment on dating a guy that was a virgin.
Uh-huh.
I've done that in the past, and like I was saying, I kind of have like a man's ideal about it. Like, I felt like, yeah, I took that. But honestly, I would not want to date a man that was a virgin as far as getting married, because I feel like if he's never been with anyone else, then he's going to want to venture out during the marriage at some point, get curious about how someone else is.
Ah, that's a good thought.
What a great example of a woman thinking way more than a guy would.
Yeah, that's true.
Way ahead of the game.
That's true. You'd be like, well, I'm the only one he's
right. Had. I feel like, is he going to want to test the waters with someone else, because I'm the only one he's been with? Because I know personally, if I had never been with someone else, I'd be like, well, you're good, but what if?
Yeah.
Once he's been to the promise land, he want to keep exploring territory.
Good point. Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
Hi.
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 I was, when I got married, I was a virgin, very inexperienced, had no idea. And my husband had been around the block a couple times, and I always had the jealousy factor there, you know? Like, are those other girls, were they better than me?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Are you jealous that he had other partners? Like, do you wish you had other partners?
Well, no, see, at first, I was very jealous that he had other partners. I wanted him to be a virgin along with me.
Right.
I okay. see. I will say this about that. We knew a couple in Dallas that was Mormon that were, and I told these guys a story before, that were both virgins on their wedding night. And when time came to consummate the marriage, they sat there on the edge of the bed and looked at each other like, so what do we do now?
Oh,
and they were both so insecure about it that it was a miserable wedding night because everything just went so wrong for them, you know?
Oh, poor things.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
Melissa has some instructional videos that could help them.
I think she's actually started a couple. Hey, Andrea, does a woman want a guy that is a virgin, or is that a no-no?
Well, I think personally, you know, all women, most men go out and they sleep around with women and they do their thing. But if you have a man that's a virgin, you know, for one, he has respect for himself. And he also has respect for women.
Mm-hmm.
I think, personally, you know, but I can probably speak for all women. All women, you know, they want what they want sexually. But I think you can mold a man into what you want him to be if he's a virgin.
Now, we got to keep in mind here that the statistic that you women have rattled off to us is that only 2 in 10 guys are good in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that you'd be thirsty for a virgin to teach him how to do it right.
Well, you know, also, you know, if a man, if you're the woman that he has you were his first,
mm-hmm.
you have to look at it like he's going to have more love and respect for you just because you were his first.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would agree with the respect part, and I, you know, him respecting himself and him having a lot of respect for women. I definitely agree with you there, but like, is that, you know, is that the horse you want to bet on? If you don't know.
And you're going to be betting a long time.
You know?
Not the first time. Again. But I guess, you know, you have to know it's not going to, I don't know. It would be difficult because you would have to know that the first time is going to be awkward. And mm-hmm. I mean, it normally is anyway with people who have a lot of experience. And to be with somebody who's never had any, that would be tough.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
How are you?
I am fabulous, and you know I cannot have me no virgin. That's not going to work. I mean, half the guys now don't even know what they doing, much less a damn virgin. Hell no. Then I got to train them. No, nah, baby, that ain't it. No, come on. Keep trying, boo. That ain't it. No, I ain't got time for all that. That ain't too much work. I ain't got time. No, I do not have time to be trying to train nobody what you doing. Half the ones out there now don't know what they doing anyway. And I got to halfway train somebody that think they know what they doing. That's hard enough as it is. I'm trying to train somebody like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Hell no, you don't.
Nicole is not starting from scratch.
No, I'm not starting. That takes too long. No, no. Don't want to do that. Y'all have a good morning. I'll see y'all Friday.
All right, girl.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So Phil Tarana here is in this beautiful new relationship. Let's all go back to our relationships here and remember the time. You know those first couple of weeks, first couple of months where y'all are courting each other?
The honeymoon period, as I call it.
The honeymoon period where all you want to do is accommodate that other person and make them happy, you know?
Oh, and everything about them is so great. And, you know, you don't care if you don't pay your bills or sleep in your own bed for 4 months or the first six months because you know what? You're in love and love is making everything beautiful.
You just want to accommodate.
That's
all you want to do at that time.
That other person is flawless.
Flawless.
They can do no wrong in your mind.
No little irritating thing. No, nothing.
Now, in every relationship, if it goes long term, there is a definite time that you should be able to point to say, yeah, the courting period, that honeymoon period, is over. But Phil Tarana here may have the quintessential example.
So we are still in that phase right now where when we get together behind closed doors, we can't keep our hands off each other. We're still very kissy.
Hi, honey.
I know. We she came over to the house last night to watch some of the game, and, you know, all my buddies are there, and there's still a hand on the leg, another hand, you know, scratching the back. So it's still very flirtatious, very disgusting, very out in public, make you want to puke.
Just, again, she's just doing everything she can to accommodate you and to be accepted by you, you know?
And it's working.
Oh, the way you clapped at that play, that was so cute.
The way you cut that person off on 400, God bless you, they deserved it.
So pretty.
So we were out one night, and we had had a couple of drinks, and I stayed over at her place. And
once again, how long have y'all been going out now?
Just over 2 months.
2 months, okay.
And it's things will never change. Things will always be this beautiful. And so I stayed over at her place. And usually, if I stay over, she'll usually put something pretty sexy on and go to bed. And she has a very nice selection. And so she comes out of the bathroom and getting ready to go to bed. And she had on... She had on probably about a t-shirt that would have been pretty big on me, and probably the biggest pair of granny panties I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes! Yeah, the honeymoon
stays over. I looked over, and I looked at her, and I said, Mary Kay, honey, good to see you're comfortable enough with me to wear a shirt you'd paint in and a pair of underwear that's so big I could cover my car with it.
That's great.
That's awesome.
The day she switches from Victoria's Secret to the underwear that she's absolutely comfortable in, that's a sure sign, man. Honeymoon period is over.
Because I know guys think that women dress in Victoria's Secret every night. They wear a teddy to bed every night.
Right.
They wear their best underwear alone in bed every night.
That's how it's done in the movies.
So far, it's been that way.
She went 8 weeks. It's just a tease. You go 8 weeks wearing that stuff every day to bed. It should be law. You have to wear it every day for the rest of your lives together.
You're on your best behavior in the beginning, trying to show off as much. But yeah, then the scratching and the other stuff starts happening.
The kicking and the clip your damn toenails and get off of me. I'm trying to sleep, you bastard. Yeah.
404-741-1005. The list of ways that you know the honeymoon period is just absolutely over. Hey, Candace, you're on the Bert Show.
I totally have Phil beat.
Okay.
It was when I moved in with my boyfriend and the first time I had to nair his back.
Oh no! Did he ask or did you offer?
A little bit of both.
Either way, it's gross.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing.
Either way, honeymoon period, definitely over. Yeah.
When Stacy and I first started going out and I was hanging out at her house, because that's what guys do. I mean, if anybody's going to gravitate to the other's house, the guys end up over at the woman's house because you got all the stuff that smells so good and it's clean.
And women know better than to go into the junk pile.
Right. Stacy, even though I was doing a morning show, would get up with me and make me breakfast at 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. She was
in love. 4 in the morning,
that's
man.
That's love right there.
That was totally love. Yeah, I haven't seen my wife at 4 in the morning unless I'm stumbling and drunk and she's up there complaining to me.
Right.
probably the first night I stayed with her where I had to get up and come to work, it was pretty early. So I went and took a shower and got out of the shower. And on the bed, there's a sweet note. Have a great day. It was a great night. Can't wait to see you again. There was a Red Bull right there. And there was a Diet Coke right there and a granola bar. Now when I get up to leave, she's like, dude, just put the key back under the mat. I'll see you later.
And how do you know the honeymoon phase is over?
When you're driving in the car and the guy you're dating turns to you and tells you he's done courting you and you can start financially contributing to the relationship now.
Oh my God.
He literally said those words?
He said exactly those words. I believe we've reached the stage where we're no longer dating. I'm done courting you. And you can start financially contributing to the relationship now.
That's great.
What a buzzkill at that point. How do you respond to something like that?
I said, I
want to
keep dating.
Good for you. Good morning, Tony. How do you know when the honeymoon period's over, man?
Hey, Bert. When your girlfriend start breaking gas and picking her nose right in front of you.
Dutch oven is a good honeymoon era breaker.
Come on, everybody's done that. Crash just told me that he and his wife do that.
Dutch oven?
Yeah, she does that to him.
Yeah, it's over after that, man. No, sir.
We had that discussion. No, there will be no gas, attic, or basement passed in between either one of us ever in front of each other.
Two months, right? Yeah.
Well, hey, I have a good one for you guys.
All right.
When you feel comfortable enough to go number two at someone else's, at the other person's apartment.
At the other person's house.
In their place.
Sometimes that becomes a necessity, though, and you can't control it. I think that's probably the first time that it happens.
I think I'd rather have my colon burst at one point or another than do that in the beginning of a relationship.
I will turn the water on in her bathroom if I'm going number one. If I just got to pee, I'll turn the water on because I'd hate the fact that she knows in there that I'm emptying, you know, my bladder.
I want to be honest with you that I am what now 10 years into knowing my wife, and we both still do the faucet fan thing.
Oh, yeah.
When we're in there. And if we're on vacation.
Oh, pretend like you're getting in the shower.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or if we're on vacation and we're in like a small, I'll make her go out on the patio.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know a couple that's been married almost as long as you and Stacy, and if they're in a hotel together, he goes to the lobby.
Oh, is that
right? He won't even be in the same room as her. And I think that's weird. Come on, get over it. Everybody does it.
Flush and go.
Yeah.
That takes care of it.
That'll be our first true test because in about a month or so, we're taking a weekend trip out to Vegas. So that'll be the first true test where we're beside each other for a good 72 hours. So it's going to be see how long we can last.
That'll be the test. Either the first argument or the first trip together. That's the true test of how well you mesh together.
It's true. If you can travel together, then that's a pretty good sign if you guys can hang out with each other.
But everything's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm in the perfect relationship right now. Everything is 100% perfect.
Do you see the cartoon animals? Well, jumping into the studio right now?
I think your 100% went to about 97.5 when she showed up in that underwear. You were at 100. It ain't 100 no more.
It was sexy, honey. It really was.
It was like that Jessica Simpson song.
Yeah, it was good to see.
Nothing but a t-shirt on.
What do you wear?
I always wear boxers and a t-shirt when I sleep.
Well,
Phil
can look sexy in anything, though. That's a gift of being Phil Tarant.
The Bert Show.
This is probably a situation that I have very little to add to because I know when it came to my wedding, I had like 9 people on my side and Stacy had like 120 people on her side. But in the case here of Howard and of Karen, it's pretty split down the middle and it's kind of starting to cause a little friction between the two. They're going to be married in September. And Howard?
Hey.
How are you today?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Karen, you there also?
Yes.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us for Couples Court.
Hey, no problem, man.
even before we launch into the details here, let's just set the groundwork and say this, that you guys have agreed that if we do a couples court with you and you let the Burt Show community kind of settle this for you, that the argument will be absolutely over after this, right?
That's right.
Okay. Karen?
Karen?
I agree.
All right.
I mean, you guys are going to agree with me, so I have no problem with it at all.
Okay. All right, why don't you give details out, then we'll take it to the listeners, and however they vote, that's the way you go with your wedding.
Okay, this is what's going on. We're having a wedding and a reception in September, and the beginning of September. Karen wants to keep it the list at 200. 200 for the wedding, and those 200 go over to the reception.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got such a big family between church members that are driving down from Nashville. I've got fraternity brothers, friends, coworkers. Everybody wants to come to this wedding, and I can't tell them no. I mean, these are people that have supported me my entire life and everything. So my side is going to be well over the 100, probably 250, maybe 300 people coming down for this wedding. But obviously we can't afford all those people plus her side for the reception. So what I say to do is to invite everybody to the wedding, but only invite 200 people to the reception. You know, either we take the other 200 people or the rest of the people to, you know, another party, or I don't know, just not tell them about it, I guess. I don't know.
Now, Karen, what is your idea? Like, what? How do you want to split the guest list?
Well, it's supposed to be 100 from my side and 100 from his side.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure our closest friends and family should be here with us. If it's somebody that you don't talk to at least once a month, then they really don't need to be there.
I think a problem for guys, because guys will consider somebody their best friend who they haven't spoken to in 2 years.
Well, that's the beauty about being a guy.
Exactly.
Is that we can go months without talking to each other, and then I could call you, and we'll pick up right where we left off, and we're best friends.
This
right.
was the problem when I planned my wedding, too. My husband wanted to invite people I had never heard of.
Exactly.
I'm like, we have been dating for 6 years. If I have never heard the name before, they're not coming, and I'm not feeding them dinner, you know? Like, so I think it does pose a problem for guys because your friendships are just so different than ours are.
Well, and then I think that a big problem is, and I may even agree if everybody lived here in Atlanta, but I'm from Pittsburgh and he's from Nashville, so everybody has to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't ask people to travel from another state and tell them to come to a half an hour wedding, but don't come to the reception.
No, Karen's
Bush, that's
right.
A good point. That's a really good point.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Karen, you're right. There's no doubt in my mind that you're right. You guys have got to just narrow down that guest list. It's one of the hardest things to do when you do plan a wedding, but there's no, that would be tacky and absolutely rude to ask people to buy a plane ticket, buy a hotel room, and then you're not going to feed them or let them drink.
And there's no way I can tell these people that I've grown up with my entire lives and everything that they've been waiting for this day. They've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Are you being dramatic?
Oh, yes. No, they've been waiting for this day. They really
your
have.
Your I mean, friends from fifth grade have been waiting for Howard to get married.
Oh, give me that. Your dudes have been trying to talk you out of it for 6 months.
Well, you know, those are my frat brothers. But my people from home, my family, my church members, you know, they've been waiting for this day. And as soon as they heard that I had proposed and everything, even before I had a chance to tell them, I think it went up in the church announcements that morning and everything, you know. So everybody, they were already getting a busload of people ready and everything. So they're ready to come down. And they're probably going to come down regardless.
You know what you could do with the church people is you could have like a separate like fellowship reception after your wedding. Like say you guys do your wedding, your honeymoon, you come back, you go to church for the first time as a married couple, then ask everybody to stay afterwards for like a little thing in the parish hall or the fellowship hall or whatever and visit with all the church people then.
Do that's
like
a great idea.
Well, he may like not have to do that. Line. He may not have to do that because Burt Show community may say he's totally right here. So,
exactly. I wish they will. But I want them to come down for the wedding, though. That's the thing. I want them to be here for the wedding.
All right, 404-741-1005. What we will do here, guys, is we'll take a couple of calls now, and then I'll play commercials, and during those commercials, we will have people vote on who's right here and who's wrong.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll find out exactly what you're going to do for your wedding, okay?
Sounds good.
Sound good? Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
I think that it's perfectly fine to invite people to just the wedding, and I think it's etiquette that's understood if you don't invite them to the reception since you do have to pay per head. And I think that's perfectly fine etiquette.
So what you're saying is you agree with Howard that you think it's okay to invite everybody to the wedding?
Yeah, you want everybody to see you actually get married from your past and throughout your life.
And I understand wanting everyone to see you do your vows, and then the reception is just for maybe close family and friends.
Exactly.
Let me ask you one more thing based on what Jen had said. You know, these people are traveling. It's not like they live down the street. So these people are driving, you know, 4 hours from Nashville or flying in from Pittsburgh, and then they're not going to go to a reception. They're going to go to a 20-minute ceremony.
Right. I think people that travel, you should either help them fund their travel or... Or maybe you should invite them to the reception.
Well, that's
if
the
they're
issue.
Traveling.
Everybody, I think, that's coming down is I mean, the majority. I'm just helping you understand to make sure that you are committed to your decision because
you can't sway the vote.
Yeah, I'm not trying to sway the vote. I just want
yes,
to. Oh, no, I'm not. Everybody's traveling.
I think she voted for me first.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
you can't sway the vote.
She just didn't understand.
Can I say something
you're
else?
You're not allowed to have a protester 100
all
feet
right.
from the polling place.
Another problem is we can't even, a lot of these places won't hold more than 200 people. That we find, but he wants to find somewhere that can hold everybody. So that's even limiting my choice of where I'm going to get married.
Why don't you just cut out all the Pittsburgh people? Because you're going to cut them off eventually anyways. They live in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God.
Who's paying for this wedding?
That would be me.
Oh, that okay. changed things for you, Jenna Hobby?
No.
No.
No, because, I mean, being polite and being rude, I mean... You know, you can pick one or the other, but I just wondered if it was you guys paying for it together. I wondered if it was, you know, her parents.
I'll be helping.
Okay.
Howard, how much is she helping?
Oh, about, well, she helps find the place, and then she tells me what the deposit is.
Welcome to marriage. Hey, Miranda, you're on The Burt Show and all the hits,
Q100. Hey, guys. How are you all?
Good.
Howard, I'm sorry. I don't agree with you. I'm actually an event planner and do majority of my events are weddings. And it is very tacky to invite people to the wedding and then not to the reception because you're asking them to buy a present. Most of these people are going to buy new clothes and they're going to come. And then you're basically saying, you can come and buy me a present, but I'm not going to thank you for that.
Oh,
thank
no.
You, thank
no,
you.
We'll give them like a packet of bubbles or something, you know. To blow at the wedding.
But other than that, they're on their own. Thanks for driving down.
These are the same people that came down when I graduated. They came down for, you know, a 30-minute ceremony, and they didn't get invited to the graduation dinner. They went back home.
So Burt Show listeners have been calling now for like the last 7 or 8 minutes to cast their vote. And this is how couples court works. However you guys decide, the majority decides they should conclude this argument. That's it.
Right.
We've agreed upon that. Right, Howard?
That's right.
Right, Karen?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Before I give you guys the total, we have to make this dramatic, of course, because it is the Burt Show. Howard's mom is on the phone. good morning, Howard's mom. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, wow, that really is my mom.
Yeah.
Did you think we were going to make that up?
Yeah. I didn't know.
What's up,
this
mom?
This is Howard's mom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
We're doing fantastic.
Good. How do you feel about all this?
I am so happy. I think they're going to make a beautiful couple. But I do think that they're going to have to sit down and think about a lot of things because Howard immediate family is almost 100 people.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you got to be
a family of 12 children and 12 children plus their children plus their children. Maybe. So we have a pretty large family, and we do have a large church family that Howard has grown up with and has been really involved in life and in weddings here. And I think that they are all looking forward to it all. But I do know that Karen has a large family, and we want them all there, too.
Now,
so we're going to just have to work together and figure this thing out and say, we're going to get them all there. But, we're going to pray. We're going to get it there. And I think that they're going to have a fantastic wedding. I think Karen is going to be a beautiful, beautiful bride. And my son is going to be a handsome groom. So everybody is waiting, and they're excited, and we can't wait until it happens.
Now, Howard's mom, let me ask you this. Have you had any indication before this point in their relationship that Karen was going to forsake the church? And two, have you noticed any, like, super bitchy tendencies and other things?
There'll be still people there.
I agree with you, fella.
I didn't think she got the second part of it. And it's probably better that she did. So Howard's mom, you agree with Howard that it would be cool to invite everybody down for the wedding, but as far as the reception goes, maybe not everybody would be invited to that.
Well, we have to work it out. If they decide that that's what they're going to do,
that means yes.
Mom, you have to be on my side too here. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We have budgets.
Whatever we decide is going to be together because we do have a budget and we have to work on it. And we just might have to come back to Nashville and do some things too.
I agree.
So, yeah. You know, we're going to look forward to it. What we can get there will be great. But then if we need to come back to Nashville and do some things, then we'll do that. And if we need to go to Pittsburgh and do some things, we'll do that.
Can all these people cook? I mean, this is a lot of people. There's got to be some cooks
in
the crowd.
Can't you have a potluck reception?
Can you get everybody behind the
well,
stove
if we
somewhere?
Cook, everybody can come. I said, if we cook, everyone can come. And then we'll be fine. But I'm not sure if that's what they want to do. I want them to plan together.
Well, if we get a cater from McDonald's, it should be good, too.
Right.
Howard, that's your mama now.
Now, Howard's mom, let me tell you this, because there are a lot of guys calling up saying that he's paying for it, so it should be his choice. Do you agree with that?
Well,
yeah.
I just feel it's got to be, this is her special day. Mm-hmm. And I want her happy. It's his special.
Oh, I think we lost her.
Oh, you know what? She's a great mom because she is supporting both her son and her new daughter.
Very diplomatic.
Know? Yeah.
Very diplomatic. All right, you guys. Howard, Karen.
Yeah.
All right, you know how this works now.
All right.
The Burt Show for the last 10, 15 minutes has been calling in and voting on what is the right thing to do. Okay?
All right.
You both have agreed the way that they vote is the way you're going to end this.
That's right.
Okay?
Would you guys like to vote before we give the totals?
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
Okay, Howard, who are you voting for?
I think I'm going to have to cast my vote for me.
Okay. And Karen?
I'm definitely on my side.
All right.
They're very, very selfish people. This is never going to work.
Well, that brings Karen's total up to 337 votes.
337.
And that brings Howard's total up to 181.
Oh, my God.
She did exactly what you should do as a married couple when there's a fight that ends.
What's
throw
that?
Your hands in the air and scream, I won. that'll go a long way.
That's what
Jeff does. All right, so now you guys have some real planning to do here because now it's been set. So now the list, I guess, is only at 200 people, correct?
That's right. And thank you, Atlanta.
If this is how we're starting your marriage, you know, anything else that comes up, just call the Burt Show. We'll have people vote on it, and then you'll go from there.
But you'll be able to work. I mean, as problems go, you'll be able to work this out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and obviously, Howard, you've got a great mom, so very supportive mom and
thank
mother-in-law.
You.
So it'll be fine.
You've learned a very valuable lesson. She's the bride.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Take
bye
care.
Now.
Hey, The Burt Show.